WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. This is Madison Lane, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's probably keeping you up at night, fear. I mean, seriously, who doesn't have fears? We all do. From public speaking to asking someone out on a date, even just trying something new can send shivers down our spine. But here's the cool thing about stoicism. It gives us some seriously powerful tools to not only understand fear, but also overcome it and build the unshakable courage we all crave. Think of this as your daily dose of stoic power-up. Ready to conquer those fears? Let's do this. So, what are the keys to mastering this fear game? Buckle up, because we are about to unlock some serious wisdom. First, remember that fear is a natural human emotion. It's meant to protect us from danger. But when it starts controlling our lives, well, that's when things get messy. The Stoics teach us to acknowledge our fears without letting them define us. Like, imagine your fear as this tiny gremlin on your shoulder whispering all these doubts in your ear. You gotta be like, hey, gremlin, thanks for the input, but I'm gonna make my own decisions. Second, focus on what you can control. This is a big one. We often get caught up in things outside our control, like other people's opinions, unpredictable events, or even the weather. But guess what? Those are wild cards and we can't change them. Instead, channel your energy into what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your reactions. Third, practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is like wearing a superpower cloak that makes fear less powerful. When you're fully engaged in the now, you're less likely to get swept up in anxious thoughts about the future or regrets from the past. Try taking a few deep breaths and really focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Next, reframe your thinking. Ever heard of cognitive reframing? It's basically like putting on mental glasses that shift your perspective. Instead of seeing challenges as threats, try viewing them as opportunities for growth. Think about it, every time we step outside our comfort zone, we learn something new about ourselves and become more resilient. And finally, remember your values. What's truly important to you? Courage isn't always about being fearless, it's about acting in alignment with your values even when you're afraid. So ask yourself, what would a courageous person do in this situation? Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up, like the kind that makes your palms sweat and your heart race. You've prepared meticulously, but nerves are kicking in. You might be tempted to just cancel or chicken out, right? But here's where stoicism comes in. First, acknowledge those nerves, they are totally normal. Just remember, this presentation doesn't define you as a person. Next, focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude. Remember your values. Maybe it's about sharing knowledge or making a difference. Visualize yourself delivering the presentation confidently and engagingly. Take some deep breaths, channel your inner stoic warrior, and remember, this is an opportunity to shine. All right, warriors, recap time. Today we talked about how fear is natural but doesn't have to rule our lives. We learned that focusing on what we can control, practicing mindfulness, reframing our thinking, and acting in line with our values are key to building courage. Remember, fear is a stepping stone, not a roadblock. So my challenge for you today. Identify one small fear you want to face this week. Maybe it's trying that new restaurant, speaking up in a meeting, or even just saying hello to someone you find attractive. Take a deep breath, remember these stoic principles, and go for it. You got this. And don't forget to share your experiences with us on social media. I want to hear how you're conquering those fears and building that inner stoic strength. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and stay courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.